I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about your mom and your dad. Think positive. Don't think anything negative. Just remind yourself of your mother and your father. What would my mother and my father say to me if they were here today? What would parents in our community say? There's a fair chance that your mother would say that, oh son of mine, what do you know? That I invested my whole life in you. That when I got the good news that I was expecting, this was the best news in my life. She would say to you that all of the problems I'd experienced until that point, they seemed nothing to me all of a sudden, because Allah Ta'ala had given me this gift. She would say that I struggled with you, son. That your childhood wasn't easy. That I went through very tough times with you. That at times I cried myself to sleep at night. That at times I didn't have much money. But oh son of mine, I persevered with you and I clothed you and I fed you. She would say to you that, oh son of mine, I didn't know the language of this country, but I still make sure you got to school and nursery on time every morning. She would say, oh son of mine, I did not know the language, but when you were ill, I still managed to get you to the doctors and get you the correct medicine every single time. She would say, oh son of mine, I always try to make you look good in front of your friends. She would say that, oh son of mine, I had many struggles. I had many tough circumstances. But I put them all to one side. I held you in my arms. And I thought to myself that so what if my friends live in a better house? So what if my friends wear better clothes than me? So what, I haven't seen my own parents for 5 years. So what, I haven't been back to my own country for years and years and years. I held you in my arms, oh son, and I said to myself that this is my future. Your father would say to you that, oh my son, times were tough, money was tight, but I still gave you a good upbringing. That, oh son of mine, I would wear old clothes myself on the day of Eid. I would go to weddings wearing the same clothes that I had for years and years. But oh son of mine, I always brought new clothes for you on the day of Eid. Oh son of mine, I was tired. My muscles and my bones were aching. But I still worked long hours at the factory. And I counted my pennies just to make sure that you did not go without. I would count pennies. I would walk in the rain because I could not afford the bus fare. But whenever you went shopping with me and you picked a toy which was so expensive, I still bought it for you. They would say that I did all of this for you. I brought you up. Then you became older. Then I started to be careful of what I said in front of you. I didn't want to break your heart. I didn't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. Oh my son, I forgot my friends. I put my family to one side. I didn't see my own parents for years because I didn't want to leave you alone. Oh my son, I did all of this today so that you talk back to me. So that you answer me back. So that you talk to me with that kind of language. So that you embarrass me in front of my friends. That old son of mine, today I look at other parents and I look them being driven around by their children in their nice cars. I see them being taken care of and I wonder what I did wrong with you. My dear Islami brothers, this is a familiar story. This is a story that every single person in the Ijtima can relate to. Because our parents have invested their whole lives in us as children. Whatever we are today is the product of their effort from day one. And my dear Islamic brothers, it's time for us today to return to our parents. It's time for us to honor our parents the way they deserve to be honored. It is time for us to fulfill those hopes and aspirations and dreams that parents have of us. The time is not too late. The time for us, my dear Sami brothers, to change is not tomorrow. The time for us to change, my dear Sami brothers, is today. And that change has to come from us. The change has to be meaningful. And the change has to come immediately.